All right, this is the Bad Sharks. We're in the club rooms, and
morning.
We're calling this Bad Sharks Light.
Yep.
So, because James has a busy life, and
very busy,
we want to still talk about our games and our results. We're going to do loosely just a results based event every other week.
That's right.
And we're in the club rooms. We've got a few alts wondering about. A
few fans, a few viewers.
Yeah.
Really
live,
viewing it.
Yeah. Live listeners.
That's right.
You're live listeners right here. The listeners are here.
Yeah, and those
viewers
are.
Are at home and listeners are here. And here we go.
We have Mark Johnson and Philip Rawlins. And Stevie's drying his hands in the toilet.
Yeah, that's the noise you can hear there. That's really helpful.
Yeah.
It's going really well. So I couldn't do a day without birthdays. So I've got four people whose birthdays they are, and I'm going to ask the crowd here to guess to put them in the right order of age from youngest to oldest.
Oh, hey, up.
So I've got four birthdays. I've got
pressure.
Alex a Brazilian former Chelsea defender.
I remember him. Ball. Big bald head.
All right. No. We've got Jordan Henderson of Sunderland fame. Kendrick Lamar. Happy birthday to him.
Yeah.
And Venus Williams, the tennis player.
Yeah.
So you got four
players.
He's a good
player.
Four people. Three men and a woman. Right, tell me the order. Who's youngest?
Youngest, Kendrick.
Kendrick,
yeah. Jordan.
Kendrick,
Alex,
Jordan.
Williams.
Alex and Williams.
You agree on that, James?
I haven't got a clue.
Williams and Alex.
Yeah, I totally agree on it.
See, what are you saying, Mark?
Kendrick, Henderson.
Kendrick?
Williams, Alex.
Henderson, Williams,
right,
Alex.
Okay, so the youngest is Jordan Henderson at 29.
Is that what they said?
No.
Oh, are you fucking
No, no, so they fucked up the first one. But then Kendrick Lamar is 32. So, there you go. That's
good
surprise.
Age.
Got that rinsed up. Then comes Alex at 37. And then Venus Williams, 39. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Happy
She's 39,
birthday to all of those.
Oh, well.
So, yeah. So, and while I was doing some research on something else today.
Something else, yeah.
I found a match report from
Sounds
exactly
dirty.
3 years ago.
Oh, yeah, okay.
3 years ago, the JJs played Tower in our first game in Cap 5. It was our first game with a referee and the first game that we had to do the whole handshake thing before the game.
Oh, okay, yeah. That
and you
thing
were
that
there,
you lot do. Was
James,
I?
And the reporter at the game, who wrote the match report,
yeah,
noted that you did your trademark kickoff at the start where they roll it back to you and you just whip it straight out to Nims first time.
Yes, we've got something similar for the alts now
that we do. So it comes back to you first time. It was a great first ball.
Who wrote the match report? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the reporter did.
Yeah. The reporter did.
So, yeah.
He had a trilby on and everything.
Yeah. So Bass got a hat trick, and the reporter also called that one of the all-time great JJ's performances from.
Oh, really?
So that was well done.
You usually play better when I'm in.
Yeah,
I've noticed.
Probably, yeah. And Nims got sent off for not arguing the referee. He turned away from the referee.
I totally remember this game now.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
I was thinking of a different tower. That, this was the religious team, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
they were the church team.
Yeah.
And the guy, Nims turned away towards the field or the sky or something like that.
Wistfully.
And said, fuck sake, referee.
Yeah.
Or, fuck sake. Something like that. Didn't even say referee.
That's close to the impression I'm going to do when he gets into the IB universe. Yeah. Oh, bloody hell.
So, and then he got a straight red card for that.
Yeah, he did.
And then so we had 10 men, so we had to battle away.
The referee was, was a religious-y dude, right?
Yeah,
he was kind of their boss, right?
It was somebody's dad.
He was like a pastor or something.
Yeah.
So he didn't like swearing.
No. So we sent him off straight red.
Yeah.
In Cap 5. But and then in the last minute, one of your all-time favourite players, Jacobs, popped up with a header at the back.
Yeah, I remember that.
The number six.
He's a brave lad.
Yeah.
Probably a brave header, I assume.
Yeah. But, so then he came.
That's Jakob.
And he had a great game on his first game until he.
Yeah, he was a good player.
Got a sore tummy.
Sore tummy.
That was what happened 3 years ago. This weekend.
Was that apparently really 3 years ago? I remember that very well because we'd just been promoted, so that was our first game
as in
you
the
say
second
with
half
the shaking. Yeah.
Of the season. Yeah.
It was like, oh, are we in for a tough game? Nah, we battered them. Yeah.
Well, we got there in the end, didn't we? Yeah.
That's right.
So anyway, that was a bit of history for you, but now we'll move on to
history.
Near history, as
past
in
us.
Last weekend.
Yeah, okay.
So,
who first?
We'll start off with the first team.
Yeah.
Who won 8-1 versus Stokes Valley.
Yeah, not bad, that is it?
So they've got 14 goals in the first two games, which
That's
is a
good.
Great start. And I spoke to Bryn briefly, and he said it was a tight first half with some poor finishing.
Yeah.
But then after half time, Rory Cahill Flory, which I'm going to call RCF. I
hear that name a lot. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. He had a fantastic game, scored a hat trick, man of the match.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they did well. And apparently, they just made all five subs at once, which I heard.
Okay.
So they just went, we're allowed five subs, we're winning about 5-1, let's just chuck them all on.
Okay.
Just the bench at one
Prosser utilising his squad.
Yeah, just chuck
I knew
them
he would.
All on. Yeah, knew
bastard,
it.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
He's always like that.
Yeah. So, yep. This weekend. They're playing for the they're playing Brooklyn first team, and any time that they play,
yeah,
there's a trophy.
Yeah.
So over the season, the aggregate score between the Brooklyn first team and our first team, whoever wins gets the Thompson Gator President's Cup.
What's the link with us in Brooklyn? Is it because it's quite
both
close?
Play at the same pitch.
Oh, do they?
Yeah,
they play here as well.
Yeah, they do.
Dodgy bastards.
Yeah. So
Brooklyn,
yeah. So their home game. Well, they
have they got any social teams? I don't remember playing a Brooklyn team.
Yeah, they've got they've not got a few. Irwin Lala, you know that guy?
Irwin Lala,
my Indian man friend.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, he plays for Brooklyn.
Oh, does he?
Masters. Okay. But anyway, yeah. So that starts this weekend. So the first leg of the Thompson Gator President's Cup.
Okay.
Is at 3:30 in between our two games, so that'll be exciting
okay.
for us. So
okay.
we'll get on with
that. That was nice to see a trophy hanging around.
Yes, yes.
Loitering.
Well, I mean, usually that means that somebody, i.e. Brendan and Simon last year, will fill it with some cheap beer and then ruin it for everyone.
Yeah.
So we ruined the under-15s trophy from
bloody
last year.
Bloody JJs, they're animals.
We were last end of last season, weren't we?
Yeah.
Anyway. So then the women's first team, the Sharkettes, played their first game last weekend and won 9-0.
Okay.
Against Stopout. So the
good scores so far
both
for the Island
Bay
lot.
Teams did very well. The reserves did less well.
Okay.
They lost 4-2 to Olympic.
Yeah. Here. Is that two on the trot for them, losses?
Yeah, so they've lost two. They're in the bottom two again. They should have been relegated last year, but the Dreamers stayed down to keep them up.
They can't keep doing that.
We've got to hope the Dreamers keep them up somehow.
Yeah.
Or they find
some
form. But that didn't go well.
The Seagulls won't agree to that.
No. Because the Seagulls, they won 2-0. So that's two wins from two for the Seagulls.
It's very good, eh? Cup two. It's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah. And they I mean, I got the match reports from Brendan and Martin.
Yeah.
And
Martin!
I basically read between the lines and they proper seagulled this Karori team.
Oh, really?
Like, they completely seagulled them.
Yeah.
So they won 2-0 with two poxy goals.
Yeah.
Like, two headers from a yard out, apparently. One an own goal, one by Bobs, who
okay.
hit him in the head and went in.
Yeah.
So Martin even said, maybe we should be called the IBU Goodalls.
Oh, okay, okay. He's naming it after them, okay, yeah.
So Nick scored a poxy
a
goal.
Call back.
They scored two poxy goals.
Okay.
So, man of the match for them was Matt Moore, the left back.
Who Matt Moore, never
well
heard of
Matt.
Him.
Well done,
well
Matt.
Played, Matt.
Probably listening, don't know.
More.
So that's, cap two done.
Yep, okay.
Seagulls are in the top two, reserves
when
are in
when can
the
we get to
two.
Cap six?
We'll get there. I'm going as quick as I can. We've got to make it worth the listeners tuning in. It's only 8 minutes gone.
There's only olds that listen.
Yeah. I think you'll find we've got worldwide listenership, James.
Oh, right,
viewership,
yeah.
Sorry.
I did notice someone in Colombia's listened. I don't understand how that's worked, but there you go.
Well, we'll see. Someone on holiday. The
true
Dreamers.
Story.
The Dreamers, they played.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They won 1-0.
Okay.
The Dreamers did.
About time.
Jerry was here earlier and was going to tell us all about it, but he got bored and went home.
Yeah, that's Jerry.
So I'm going to have to fill you in. Sir Paul Mulo, the hero we discussed 2 weeks ago, a few weeks ago, he tapped home from an angle.
Oh, from an angle.
From an angle.
Oh,
I don't
right.
know which angle, but it was an angle that happened.
God, could be any angle, couldn't
and
it?
And applause from the crowd there.
Yeah.
They
like angles, them
yeah.
lot. Stevie's got a protractor in his pocket.
You keep your hole pencil case on you at all times? Occasionally. Right. We're on to cap four.
Green and white hooped one. Yeah.
Cap four, that's us, the JJs. So,
yeah.
I wasn't getting able there. To get to Masterton.
No, it's very far away.
I had a life at the weekend.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, got in the way. So, I asked the JJs to send me some two-line reviews of the game.
Okay.
And they go from not much detail to a lot of detail.
Okay.
Jack Kilborn sent me the least detail. He said, first half we drew and it was okay. Second half we lost and it wasn't very good.
Okay.
So, that was Jack Kilborn. Deck Kilborn.
Yeah.
The other Kilborn.
Yeah.
Said, fast counter. Then we scored a lob. Then they scored another counter. Good game, fair result.
Yeah.
But then fair comment. Yeah. Our conversation continued, and I got some insight into his laundry tactics.
Oh yeah, go on.
So he only uses the dryer for boxers, socks, and towels.
Boxers, socks, yeah. And towels.
So I think that suggests he's risk averse.
Okay, boxers, socks, and towels.
Everything else.
That's the last thing I would put in the dryer. Like,
really?
I don't care about. Well, they dry easily, don't they? Boxers and socks.
But they don't like shrinking them. It's not a disaster. A T-shirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's worried about risk averse. I think that means.
Okay.
That's your analysis on that.
Fair dues.
Stefan said the opposition like kicking us, but we were quite equal teams, and we conceded 2 breakaway goals. So they just like kicking Stefan, probably.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He does get kicked a lot.
Yeah, of course he does.
Joran, new signing, said, positively surprised by our own tiki-taka play, but killed by a counter-attack masterclass.
It's the counter-attack again.
Yeah.
We all agree on that.
Nims refused to listen to the instructions, sent me quite a long message with all that we were saying. But,
what's the gist?
Basically, the things I didn't get from everyone else was there was a few cards for their team in the first half. The referee was throwing around the cards. Yeah. And then our newest shining, Sean, who is Deck's friend, who is very, very scouse.
Okay.
Like, incredibly scouse.
Really?
Like, I think that Deck's friends that are coming over are getting more and more scouse.
Yeah.
So apparently he drank a whole can of V before he came on for his first appearance.
Yeah.
His first thing he did was clatter somebody and should have probably been sent off.
Oh, okay.
But he only got a yellow. But
that's V for you, Mal Nell. You know what I mean?
500 mils of V.
That's why I won't accept their sponsorship for this podcast.
Straight cut. Yeah. No, yeah. We don't want cans of V. So yeah. So he didn't. It. Then I'm going to give the final word from Richard Street, which is
Richard
my favourite
one. Good old Dick Street.
He's quite a poetic man, and he said,
"Of course he is."
But at the end of the day, who are the real losers? There is a home leg, and we got to leave Masterton.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Thank you, Richard Street. You made us all feel better after the loss. So what a guy.
Yeah.
And he drove people there as well. So thanks to Richard Street. Lovely man.
Good driver.
Right. Wellington Division 2.
Oh, Wellington Division 2.
What do you want to say about the Alts versus the Barons? A 5-4 win for the Barons.
God, here we go. Okay. Basically, 4-1 down at half time. This is the key thing. I think 3-0 down after about 20-30 minutes.
Okay.
Second half, we won 3-1 essentially because it was 5-4. Now, Phil.
Do you want to get Filner's view before he leaves?
Filner.
James Filner. He doesn't want him. He's scared.
Oh, his ride's here.
One word match report.
Shout your one word match report, Matt.
Show first half, smash them second half.
Right.
Yeah, that's about it, yeah.
So how did you end up 4-1 down to the Barons?
I can tell you very quickly, we have a bit of a lack of pace at the back. Been waiting for a team to expose it. See you, Phil. And it finally was exposed. They had a very, very strong, in fact, a rugby player as a centre forward. He was battering the hell out of everyone. I'll get straight to it. He punctured Craigsy's lung, essentially.
Yeah.
Craigsy's been in hospital a couple of days. He would bully people in a sort of fair way. He wasn't an arse. I got into it with him a couple of times, but he'd always apologise after he sort of seemed like a decent lad. But he would get the ball and feed the two quick wingers. They kind of played 4-3-3, a bit Liverpool-y. And the two wingers were your Salah and your Mane types, and they were getting around the back a lot. A bit of a deep line. Chris Evans hung over, so wasn't coming out as much as he normally does, and being that sweeper keeper, which really limits that space behind the defence. So they got a lot of goals. Alan, who is a very key player for us, was up all night drinking and amongst other stuff. I'll just put it that way.
Right.
And he was asleep. He was texting us at 4:30 in the morning, saying, "Lads, I'm sorry, lads, I fucked up."
Right, so
give me a call at 7 in the morning, which is kind of funny. The game was at 1, so why he wanted to get up in 2.5 hours, I don't understand that part. So we said, no, leave him be for a while. But ultimately, he wasn't on his game, and he admits that, and that is a huge loss.
So the hangover's.
If he's fit, I think we'd get something from that.
So the hangovers cost you?
Yeah, I think they did, absolutely. Mm.
Well, that's a level of professionalism we expect from the Alts.
This is it. I don't know whether to go, well, we're a social team, it's hilarious, or, well, that's not fair, I didn't drink last night, so I'm not sure which way to go. But I think I'm going to back off a little bit.
Right,
ease
so on
it down,
Saturday
actually, and
afternoon,
just go, hey, you know,
were angry, weren't you?
We won the league by being silly, so we'll just continue being silly.
You were a little miffed on Saturday evening, though, weren't you?
Disappointed.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
you weren't angry, you were disappointed.
I wasn't angry with him, I was disappointed. It's
terrible.
Exactly how to put it. It was very sad because we didn't give a true account of ourselves.
No.
They don't know how good we are. We know how good we are, but they don't know that. And they'll just go away going, not bad, they're malts. Bullshit, we're fucking great.
All right. Well, you've got a return leg to look forward
we
to.
We do, and we have a little cup, you know, it's great.
Oh, yeah. Well,
no. Don't really, but.
The Kane Anderson Cup or the Anderson Kane Cup.
Whoever has the least hangovers cup.
The best
wins.
Football.
So that's about it. But we had a great comeback, and just to say it's not his fault, and I didn't even slightly blame him at the time, still don't, because he got a hat trick the week before. But Brad did miss a very good chance at the end. Josh pinged a perfect ball back post exactly where he wants it, and he headed it wide. And
that
he
would
knew
have been a
it was bad.
Celebration, wouldn't it, that
I time? Had 0 point, no blame at all, because he's fantastic. But it was a bit of a. I believe Stevie was already celebrating. I heard tonight. Someone said his arms were in the air.
I was.
I was on the floor, my knees. I was just.
That would have been a good one. Oh well,
it would have been a great one.
Revenge next time.
It would have been like Borough coming back in them UEFA Cup games,
just like that.
Yeah, it would have been just like that. Such a shame.
Your man of the match, who was it?
Fuck, I don't know if I've thought about this. Oh, who was the actual man of the match?
Craigsy
got man of the match, of course. Craigsy he was brilliant before. And this is not a sympathy one. Before it, he was fucking brilliant.
Craigsy.
And his goal, he got a goal as well. It was fantastic.
He punctured a lung, is that what they said?
Yes, he punctured
a lung. He punctured a lung, but then after the match, what did he do?
Went to the boozer and had some beer and fags.
Beers and fags, and then went to
just thought he'd bruised his ribs. Even on the game, he ran back going, "Get it, I can't breathe." Running.
Yeah.
I was like, "Yeah, you better get off probably and stop running."
They breed him tough up there, don't they?
Yeah, apparently. Well, look at me. Yeah. He was man of the match by quite a way.
I also forgot that I didn't do my.
I think Joe
man
played
match.
Well as well.
I didn't do my man of the match.
Who was yours?
There was a few votes, but I think Callum got the vote for overall because he scored a goal. I think that was the main reason.
Cal. Yep. Calmness Cal.
Yeah, Calmness Cal. He did a nice lob goal.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Well done, Cal.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Have you got anything else you want to say?
No, I think I'll stop. Is anything else?
Anything
from the crowd? Can we have someone have a little word? So we're going to have a little word with Stevie by the looks of it. Come on, don't be shy. He's most tentative approach you've ever seen, viewers. Oh, Mark's tentatively approaching as well. Is there anything else I could have added to that? What would you say?
Oh, it's always disappointing to lose 4 goals in the first half. You know, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I was gutted. Obviously, I'm playing in centre-back along with the boys. But
it was
a thing, wasn't it? It was, we just weren't set right, you know. But I'll take that from the half-time talk, you know.
Yeah.
And then we went back out and we only, you know, got lost by 1 in the end, so...
Yeah.
So were you complacent? Do you think you thought you had it won at all?
I personally think we haven't played a team with that style or formation. I think it threw us a bit. There's something that felt like they'd thrown us.
We weren't compact enough, you know, between the back and the midfield.
Yeah. Chris not coming out was a difference.
We're just off our game, but...
I mean, a lot of teams that do play them wide wingers... What the three at the back whenever the JJ struggles it's when they have wide push tight wingers.
It was 3-on-3.
And that's
and
where,
then your
like,
wing backs had to come
to
back
to 4 at the back quite quickly when I
see that. There was talk of that and I just didn't fancy it. I thought I'd rather keep it as it is but adjust whatever, which was
the
right call in the end.
Come right back and
because second half no threat at all, right?
We went into battle, you know, like it got a lot more physical.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably the most I've played in a long time, so...
Which is bizarre, because I was saying before the game, I don't think these are physical and we should boss them in that area. Yeah. But they tried to give it
a little bit.
It was just that big lad up front, mainly.
That's the way the game sort of panned out. We needed to be more physical in the second half to get back in it.
Mm.
We went higher up the pitch, you know, Chris actually suggested that at half time. It was a great call from him, you know, but... We stick together as a team, we go next week, you know, and I'm sure we've learnt from that.
Massively, yeah, I think it was a big learning curve. And there's a few players who haven't played in this league. Half of our team haven't played this league, and I've told them it's a better standard than the Sunday League. There's a lot of them thought we're going to walk this league, and I could only say, hey, I told you, you know, like, it's
you can't
if we win this league, it's going to be through a battle every single week. Yeah. Marcus, what are your thoughts?
I think there was a lot of talk before the game about the pitch. The pitch was really slow, and so that contributed to when Chris was a bit slow off his line and the defence if you let it bounce in defence like we did a few times, it just started.
And back passes.
Yeah, a few of those. But that it can that can happen. But it, for me, coming on as a wing back when we were 3-0 down, it was quite liberating because I didn't have to defend at all. It was like, okay, we need to score goals now, so I can just bomb forward. Yeah.
I mean, that's what Mark.
It was
Mark
quite a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's true. It was all attacking.
Trying to keep Mark in a position. It's tough.
Before he was on, it was like the wing backs were all penned back, and then suddenly it was the opposite. They were getting forward, cues, nutmegging people and that. But yes, by the way, he's talking about the new Tafaya pitch. It's got a new surface, as you know. Beautiful. I mean, we're not used to it. Mm. I don't know if everyone agrees, but to me, it was the closest you'll get to grass without it being grass.
It's quite long.
It's the ball slowed down.
There's one in Masterton that the main Masterton team play on that was put in a couple of years ago, and that, like, you could lie it down on it.
Yeah, it was like that. Yeah, you want to run your fingers through it, you know, and make daisy chains.
Mm, yeah.
All not right. The rude ones. Yeah.
Well, unlucky Alts.
Yeah, we'll be back. I think we'll learn Saturday a lot afternoon. From that. I really do.
Saturday
we're ironing out a kink a week. We're still a baby team. We only formed last October. These lot have been together years.
Still a bit kinky.
Got a few kinks, yeah.
Kinky Alts. All right.
I think we've ironed out a lot of kinks, and that's why we're doing so well. But that was a shock to the system, their style, I think.
Maybe it's the wake-up call you needed.
I think so. I'm going to take the positive from it. There's a lot I've took from that, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I want to go back to not thinking that winning or getting promoters is the be-all and end-all of everything. It never used to be.
It's a team, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can
and
end
if you think like that, you'd be disappointed or not, whereas if we just go, you know, we'll do our best. If we go up, it's a bonus.
And you run out of space, don't you? End up in Division 4 where you can't make any subs.
I wouldn't go up that high, mate.
But, you've only got Cap 2 or Cap 1 and you don't even have a pint after the game, hardly. Everybody's just like, right, see you later. Just for us, it's more around there.
And I still feel quite high in this league. I used to be like, we deserve to be higher. But you look how many Wellington leagues there are. Is it 8 or something? Like, we're Div 2 of a lot of social leagues. I know they've put it to 8, but it puts it in a better perspective. Because I used to be, not embarrassed, but it felt wrong when I was telling people Cap 6. It didn't feel quite right when we played Intergalactic last year. They had a lad who said, you're Cap 6? Because he was Cap 4. It was that lad who used to play up front with a Liverpool shirt. Anyway, point is, I thought Cap 6 never seemed good enough for how good we are.
So now they change it to Division 2. I just want to
Div 2, a little bit. When I say how many teams are, how many leagues are below us, if it was Div 2 of 4, it's like, but Div 2 of about 8, you go, you know, we're a good social team. We're up there. We're in the championship of the social teams.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what does that make us? Like, we're in the conference of the serious teams. Are we a serious team? I don't think we are.
Yeah, you have to answer that. I don't know.
It's very weird that they put the line where it is. It feels like there's still one social league kind of marooned up above the.
we should be
the Division 1 of the Wellington League.
Yeah,
I think,
that would be.
None of the
sense.
Teams in our league are that good.
Yeah.
But anyway.
No, I've played that league before and there's no problem there. Yeah. Anyway, we're getting longer now.
Let's move on. So the Unmanageables, they're also in your league. They lost again.
Yes, they did.
To Karori, so that's only 1 point from 2 games to them. They must be disappointed.
Sorry, did they lose to the Karori that we beat?
It looks that way. They lost 2-1. Unless there's 2 Karori teams, I did not do my research.
Oh, okay.
I just saw the word Karori.
No, was that Northwest Rinson Man? Reed.
I thought Rinson they got Weeds.
Oh, no, they're the good one, yeah. They're the good one. They're top at the minute, yeah.
Right.
They've won 2.
The Reds in Wellington 4.
What about... Oh, you know, you're right. Go on.
Wellington 4, the Reds. They lost 4-2 to Stokes Valley. It's 2 losses. Not a good start for the Reds.
No, they were all right against us as well.
I have had a word with somebody about coming on from the Reds, so we might have a guest from the Reds soon.
Oh, okay. So we'll Shane or someone else? Or?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe, but we'll try and get some of our lower down teams involved.
Yeah, man.
The Tingers came back from a 6-3 came back from a 6-1 loss last week to win 6-3 this week.
Okay.
So that's a good turnaround for them.
Well done, the Tingers.
Well done. So 6-3 versus Wellington United, and then the Vauxhalls, who won 6-1, I think, the week before. Won 10-0 versus Wayne.
Bloody hell.
So they are on form.
They are banging it in. They sound like they should be a couple of divisions higher. I can tell already. I'd put some money there. They're going to win that league.
Mm. So they are 16 goals in 2 games, which is better than our first team, who were thrashing it as well.
We've still got 9-2. We're not bad for a win and a loss.
Stevie's gone for another wee. So he's obviously his bladder's at his age it kind of
doesn't it?
And that's two in
bless him.
Two in less than 24 minutes. That's worrying.
Goes through him like a dose of salt.
Yes. Anyway, right, we'll move on to the Masters.
Yes.
So Solid Gold, who had won so well last week, 7 or 8 or 9 or whatever it was.
Yes.
They lost 4-3 to the Wainui Undertakers, who sound quite ominous, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So they've got one win
from
two.
Sound quite morbid.
Yes.
That's a morbid result, lads.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
No, but at least that's one of the two times you'll have to play them over and done with. So you only one more time to be scared.
So they got fully tombstoned by the Undertakers, didn't they?
They totally did.
Yes.
The
then the older Dreamers, they got their first win against Porirua City. So they won 2-1.
Good one.
The Originals, they got their first win, winning 5-1 against North Wellington. So that's
wonder if Dev scored.
I'm not sure which team Dev is in. I know Lewis. I spoke to Lewis today.
Yes.
He's a lovely man.
And he's in the same team. So, who did he say?
So he played in Div 5 for the Storm.
Oh, okay.
And they lost 2-0, which they've lost the first two. So they're probably struggling to struggling to get going. And the Internationals.
As all these do.
Yes. But the other teams they're against don't seem to be struggling.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Oh, you're making a Viagra joke, I see.
It didn't mean that initially, but then I thought, oh, I can
you can shoehorn it.
Sexualise this.
Yeah, you can slide it in.
So you're doing it now.
Now we're all doing
it. I know your game. We've been together too long.
Yeah, the sex has died in our
That's right. Yeah. But at least we can finish each other's sentences, even if we can't finish each other off in other ways. What were you going anywhere? Continue! Yeah.
Shall I carry on? With the
The seagulls won't like this bit.
No, it's gone a bit silly. Right. So the Internationals, they got their first win as well, a 5-3 win, again, versus North Wellington. So, 3 wins and 2 losses for the Masters, but overall better than the first week, which was pretty disastrous.
Yeah. So what's the overall Island Bay thing? Last week I said, they did well, didn't they, the Island Bay teams? But you went, no, they didn't. This week it was a bit better, wasn't it?
Yes.
They always put that graphic up, and I was like, okay, it's a bit better this week.
We got 10 wins out of 16 this week, and we only got 6 the week before. So I think it was a more successful week.
Obviously, us playing each other doesn't help the cause. But anyway, Island Bay, great club, man.
Yes.
We'll all be right.
So, just a couple of things to finish off then on this shortened version
on this cloudy day. Is it shortened?
Less than half an hour. We've done all right.
Go on then.
So I just wanted to say thank you to Filner before he left earlier for helping out Seb with his task on Sunday.
Fantastic stuff that.
And Young Finn from our team also helped them out, because it was a very cold day. I don't think anyone else could be asked.
So
2 people helped out.
I'm too busy. I really am. Yep.
And then, the only other thing is this Saturday, it's going to be a big fun day at the club rooms.
Yes.
We have JJ's first team alts Bad Sharks quiz.
That's right.
The Bad Sharks quiz.
Alts play at 5:30. We'll come in straight after Al's game is earlier, at JJ's is earlier. You can come in and get things set up. But we've got a quiz run by Marky Johnston in the main. And we'll add a bit of Bad Sharks flavour in there. If you've ever wanted to play Ryan Phibbs or Wayne Trooney or guess the headline, then that's your night to come and try it. Because that's exactly what you'll be doing. Should we spoil any surprises?
I know that I have got a spot prize that is going to be sought after. So you could either call it a printing error.
Yeah.
Or you could call it a limited print run, depending on your viewpoint. I've got a
second one sounds more valuable.
Yes. So I've got a limited print run of one, a replica JJ's kit from this year. Printed on just a cotton t-shirt, so I think it was an error. But we're gonna call it a limited print run of one. The only replica JJ's kit will be available for guessing my headline.
I hope a JJ wins that, because otherwise it might end up as I don't want to say what I was thinking just then, but it's rude again. Sorry, Seagulls.
You're in a really kinky mood this evening, aren't you?
I must be.
Beers does for you.
Yeah, I know.
Chat with Brad.
But I don't know how much value that'll be for other people, but
I mean, I don't think it's going
to
be the slickest evening ever, but that's part of the point. And we want, it's going to be like the JJ, like last weekend, the weekend before, whenever it was, when the JJs were in here, Deck from fairly early on was quite sleepy.
Yeah.
And just sort of mumbling how much he loved me, which is very sweet.
That's lovely.
But yeah, by the time the quiz comes on, he'll have been in here for several hours. So,
yeah.
And a lot of them will. So I'm not sure they'll do well at the quiz, but we'll give it a good
go. He won't be winning the spot prize, I don't think. No.
No.
But I'll donate it to him if I win.
Afterwards, we'll have some DJ Jimmy Mack, DJ Nimsy.
Yeah.
And Jerry is very DJ keen Jerry, to do a late night drum and bass set.
Yeah, man.
Which may accompany live Premier League football.
I've heard we're going to put that on about 11:30, right?
Watford versus Leicester has never been so exciting.
It'll be awesome. I can't wait to see the empty stadium part of it. That's actually a good thing for me.
So 11:30.
I want to see them celebrate without fans.
Troy Deeney will probably be playing.
All right. Steve, count me in.
To see Troy Deeley. And
yeah. His eyes are as wide apart as Joe's are close together.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting to compare the two.
If they had a love child, it'd have the perfect eye width apart. Yeah.
That was what my
one
uncle...
One can dream.
My uncle told me to tell that to bullies when I was younger. If anyone bullied me for being a ginger, he said, just tell them their eyes are too far apart. Because back in them days, you couldn't check it easily. Like now with the phone, you could check this. But in the old days,
bloody hell,
people can't check it, so they'd at least question it.
The bridge of the nose gets in the way of a ruler, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, we'll see you all on Saturday, hopefully.
Yeah, man.
For the JJs.
Up the bastard alts.